hearing.
Well, as usual, my extraordinarily articulate fellow commissioners have really have stated so much that that is so important about this. I want to start out by making a few comments about process, because I have to say in my 8 years on the commission, this has been one of the most extraordinary processes that that I have been through. And I want to start with the owner, because I have to say that that throughout the presentation, I was just extraordinarily impressed with the stewardship that that this owner has provided of its historic building, of its historic treasures, and of the history, you know, the very important history of this congregation in America. And their passion for that, I think, has really, you know, has infused so much of the presentation, and I'm very impressed with that. I also think that the application itself has been a very responsible job. It's been a very well thought out, well presented application, put forward in absolute good faith by the applicant, and I have a great deal of respect for how that came forward. The public testimony has really been quite extraordinary. A great deal of it was, and there has been obviously a great deal of it, was very thoughtful, also very responsible, thought-provoking. I think several of the commissioners have really have cited how, and certainly for me as well, how aspects brought out about the RNP zoning district, about precedents throughout the city, about other issues of that type, have really, you know, have caused me to think further and get a new perspective on how to look at this application. I also think that it was unfortunate that there was certainly a good deal of testimony that veered off, I think, into the irresponsible, into the vitriolic, that cast aspersions at, you know, the motives of the applicant as well as the integrity of the commission. And I have to say, I think that has really been unprecedented in my tenure on the commission, and I hope will not be repeated. It is not helpful to the cause of landmarks preservation when what is a legitimate debate about legitimate topics veers off in that direction. As far as the project itself and what we are looking at, there is, on the issues of appropriateness and preservation purpose and the 74711 standards, there is no question in my mind that the 74711 standards of preservation purpose are met here. I think that clearly the kind of preservation of this individual landmark that will be tied to this application that has been offered by the applicant is one that is really squarely within what it is that we have approved as a standard for that. I support that. But I do think that in terms of the other aspects, and perhaps it relates to preservation purpose, as it relates to how the building, you know, relates to the rest of the district and not the individual landmark itself, the question of harmonious relationship, which I think, again, in this context has to be looked at with the individual landmark, yes, but also, you know, with the appropriateness in the district. And that is where I think that I come down probably somewhere in the middle of what the commissioners, my fellow commissioners have said. I do think that we have a building that I am impressed with the arguments that that the location of the building is within the zone of influence, if you will, of the avenue, of the high-rise buildings on the avenue. But because it is set so far back from the avenue, because it is set back behind the individual landmark, which is low-rise, I think it cannot be treated the same way as if it actually fronted on the avenue. But nor is it a mid-block building, because I think it is certainly separated from the low-rise mid-block by both the nine-story building that lies directly to its west, as well as by the taller buildings which go very far back into the avenue from Central Park West. So I do think that there are adjustments, and I again will not try to say how, but that there are adjustments that ought to be made to the scale and the scale defining elements, and probably to the height of the building to reduce it somewhat, and I emphasize the somewhat rather than anything very substantial. That I think will make it a better neighbor on the mid block, as well as being something that when one looks at it from the perspective of the avenue and looks at it from the perspective over the synagogue, that will cause it to be perceived not as a building along the avenue, but as something that where it doesn't dominate the synagogue. The synagogue is the focus of the view. I do want to say that I think it's very important that a successful project be developed here. I want to see this application come back. I want to see this application succeed. I think that to design something and to be able to build something here is extremely important. Not just to the applicant, but to the preservation of this very wonderful landmark. And basically to the process itself and the ability for us to prove that the process works, that the kind of give and take that has taken place here is something that can actually result in something that works for the applicant and works for the city as a whole. So I look forward to you coming back.
Great, well stated. Thank you, Mayor Asbury.